7 past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Without Dudley, I think he is off and running with the cows right now. I had an emergency up on the farm. So it's Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Rich McFadden with you here to talk about what is happening in our world this morning. This is where we discuss a couple of things of interest to us and hopefully to you. And I have a story that I'm going through right now, and I'm sad that Dudley is not here.
Oh, would this get him all riled up?
Doug would go apoplectic when he hears this story. And I know I'm going to have to send it to him, and
all
he's
right,
going to want to discuss
it
tomorrow. No, it's not head injuries.
Is it airline industry?
Not airline industry.
Is it the food debate?
It's not the food debate.
Hmm. All right, then what is it?
But you're on the right path. Government intrusion.
Government
of a serious nature. So we'll get to my story a little bit later in the hour. But we'll start with Jennifer first because she's dreamy.
Ooh. I am kind of dreamy, like Dr. McDreamy.
Exactly.
You want a Dr. McDreamy.
So Jennifer has some dreamy ideas.
Well, I do. There's this new survey that came out talking about the most common patterns in dreams for both men and women. Mm-hmm. And so that just got me thinking about recurring dreams and kind of asking you guys first. Do you have a recurring dream, Roberta?
The only recurring dream I can think of, and I haven't had it in a long, long time, is just one of falling off a cliff and falling and falling and falling and falling.
Isn't there supposed to be...
And never hitting the bottom. It's a common dream from what I understand, right?
Isn't it supposed to be that if you hit the bottom, you actually die?
That's what they say, but I've never hit the bottom, so...
I know.
I've heard if you dream about your own death, that most people will get shot or held or something in a dream, but if you actually see your own death, that's when you're supposed to be ready to kick it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the time you see it, like you die in your
within
sleep?
A couple weeks, I guess. I don't know. Like a premonition.
That could be... some truth to that, yes.
How does this make you feel, Roberta?
What?
When you have this dream.
How does it make me feel? Curious.
What is your relationship with your mother like?
Yeah. Do you actually, when you fall in your
horrible.
Dream, terrible. But when I go to sleep, I actually jerk because, you do that falling thing when you're just going to sleep. Or is this a dream that you actually have about, falling off
a
cliff?
No, this is actually, during sleep, or I guess just before the wake-up cycle is when you really remember your dreams. You know how sometimes the alarm goes off and you're in the middle of a dream. And sometimes it's a really good dream.
And you want to go back into it.
No,
I know.
I don't want to get up now. I want to stay. I really like this dream. But, yeah, that's the only one. And I rarely, rarely have nightmares.
Okay,
Rich. It's very rare.
Well, before that, when you wake up from a dream, have you ever been able to go back to sleep and continue that dream?
Yes. Yes.
All the time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Isn't that crazy? I rarely dream. Or let me rephrase that. I rarely remember my dreams.
That's more like it. Yep.
I know that I must have them, and every now and then I will wake up and remember something that I'd just been dreaming about, but it's very rare. But my wife, all the time, man.
And don't you get bored when people tell you about their dreams, too? You're like, okay, I don't really care what you dreamed about.
Every now and then, she'll wake up in a panic, and then she'll try to describe what happened. And I think she's still asleep because she doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. So she'll wake up, sit up, deadbolt, right up in bed. And I'm like, what's going on? What's the matter? And then she will just start mumbling. And dude, I'm telling you. I'm like on another planet because I have no idea what she's trying to tell me. So I'm just like, okay, everything's okay. Go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. But she does it all the time. And one of the things that she thinks she's supposed to be doing something and forgot to do it. And whatever it was she was supposed to do is of vital importance to somebody's health.
Mm.
Because whatever wakes her up, it's like this tragedy. Oh, my God, I forgot to do this, and now this person's dead type
That's
thing.
That's a common link in women's dreams in that survey that I'll tell you about in a second. But that is one of the common dreams that women have.
Really?
Getting something. In fact, it kind of relates. I have two recurring dreams. One I had as a kid, and both of these will let you know what a nutbag you're truly working with here. So many issues. Would you like to hold my baggage?
Are you going to scare us now, Jen?
No. But
for those who don't know, Jennifer comes off as the most put-together person you would ever want to meet. She's got the great personality. She's got it all going on. But really, behind the scenes, she's a mess.
That's rude.
It's rude
that you're onto my secret.
She just won't let us know about it. Because even to me, I'm like, God, this girl's got it together, man. but you have to be a mess. So tell us why.
Okay. So first, when I was a little kid, my recurring dream was that my house was on fire. And I went through and got everybody outside. I got my parents outside. I got all of our stuff, pictures, furniture, everything. My cats were outside. And I'm standing in the front yard, and I'm feeling really good, like I helped and I got things done, even though my house is on fire. And my goldfish, who is now like full size and 6'4", comes walking out on his fins. And he goes,
and takes you out on dates.
No, he walks out and he goes, "You forgot about me." And I
no.
woke up in terror. Yes, that was when I was a little kid, and I had that all the time.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Now I dream about missing a class, and this is kind of getting to your wife's thing. I dream about being in college or high school or something, and I wake up one day and I realize that I have forgotten to go through a complete semester of school, and it's going to affect me, and I'm not going to be able to graduate, and oh my God, and really weird, like this forgetting how, like the whole feeling of forgetting something that big, it terrifies you. Anyway.
For me, that was just called school.
School, right. You actually didn't care about not going.
Yeah.
All right, so we asked our friends on Facebook what they dream about, and some of you responded. Let's see, Polly said, not many recurring dreams, which I guess, you know, he said he dreams a lot about cool cities and everything that don't exist, but he doesn't have any recurring dreams. Bill Nitter said that he has a recurring dream about the Boomer Bros. So do I, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Guest on the Doug Stephan Show. John said that he has a recurring dream about people asking about recurring dreams on Facebook. You're so funny, John. Adam said he dreams about being at an airport at least once per night. Isn't that weird?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Stacy said when she was 10, she had the same dream 3 to 4 nights a week. It was about Japanese soldiers in the neighborhood going through homes, and she always went out the back door and hid or tried to leave, but then she'd see them driving up and down her block looking for her. That's scary.
Interesting.
Patrick said being stuck on Jurassic Park, and Colleen said that she dreams a couple times per year that she's flying and then she begins to fall. She said that she's been told that that's about losing control and her mind's way of saying, let it go. So this reason I bring all of this up is that this new study out of the University of Montreal spent 11 years collecting data about dreams. And they found that both men and women dream about the boom chicka boom boom.
Right.
But men have it on their minds a little bit more. Not a big surprise.
Of course.
I mean, you guys are thinking about it every, you know, 2 seconds.
7 seconds, right.
7 seconds, exactly. So they listed 56 dream themes, including falling, floating, being chased, snakes, swimming, flooding, and losing your teeth. I had the losing your teeth.
Losing your teeth?
Really?
Yeah, and I could actually feel them falling out of your mouth. Yeah. And it was around the time my grandmother had a stroke, so I looked it up in a dream dictionary, and it said it's a fear of death. And I thought, that is so weird when you have your teeth falling out. And it happened right around my grandmother's big stroke. Weird. All right, so sex was the most common dream theme for men. I know I'm a wreck.
Right,
sex was the most common dream theme for men. 85% of respondents say that they dream about it at least occasionally. Women said that, or 73% of women said that they dream about
it right
sex.
Now, actually.
I know. Like, shut up. 73% of women dream about sex at least once in a while. Women are most likely to dream about being chased. So that was our friend who said that. 83% compared to 78% of men who dream about being chased. For both men and women, dreams of falling are the third most frequent dream, which is kind of interesting, like you have, Roberta. And then women are more likely to dream about someone dying, being paralyzed by fear, or spiders and snakes. Women also have...
Spiders and snakes, really?
Yeah, and they're your friends.
They're
women
friends.
Also report more nightmares than men. Men tend to dream about flying. They tend to dream about having magical powers, trying to kill someone, or traveling to distant planets. That's why you guys are so simple.
Traveling.
You dream about
distant
magical powers,
planets.
And
right.
We dream about anxiety.
What's not to like?
I know. And I guess if you're between the ages of 20 and 30, your dreams will actually are more likely to bum you out. You know when you wake up kind of bummed about a dream that you had? The younger you are, the more that happens. As you age, the things we dream about become smaller in the scheme.
Even if we don't remember the dream, can they set our state of mind?
I don't know. You know, I would think so. Don't you think that something in your subconscious, obviously that's what you dream about.
Yeah.
So that would probably set the mood you're in.
Yeah, I would
imagine.
Think so, yeah.
Although I have nightmares when I'm perfectly fine. I think, I don't know, your mind's kind of a weird deal. It's just a way of relieving. I think dreams are a way of relieving stress and anxiety.
I would agree. You know what's interesting is back when I was in my early 20s, a good friend of mine got into the Scientology stuff, and he got into it pretty big. So I was like, ah, come on down, check it out, you know. So you go down there, and one of the things that they talk about, and it was pretty interesting, they're a little kooky, but it was pretty interesting, is repressed memories from your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And how those repressed memories of something, an event in your life that you've shut out of your life forever. You don't remember it, maybe. But how that memory affects you and your daily life today. For example, you're 4 years old, you're playing with your brother or sister, and you're wrestling around, and they hold a pillow over your head, and you can't breathe. And then all of a sudden, when you're 14, you get asthma. And they've found people that have circumstances like this where they go back, and they find this repressed memory. All of a sudden, oh, my God, yeah, that was so scared when he did that. And you actualize it, and then you're able to overcome whatever dilemma it is. Yeah. So, you know, and whether I buy it or not, I don't know. But I just thought it was interesting because I do buy into the idea that a repressed memory later in life can affect your personality, your fears, whatever it is. And how do you...
Your brain has to get rid of it somehow when that happens in your dream.
Exactly.
You know, I just looked up falling.
Yeah, how does it affect in dreams?
I don't know, but I looked up falling in the dream dictionary, Roberta, because that's your
right,
dream.
Right, yes, yeah.
And it said, as with common dream themes, falling is an indication of insecurities, instabilities, and anxiety. You are feeling overwhelmed and out of control in some situation in your waking life. It may reflect the way you feel in your relationship or in your work environment. You've lost your foothold and keep up with the hustle and bustle of daily life. When you fall, there is nothing that you can hold on to. You are more or less forced toward this downward motion without any control.
Interesting,
huh?
I had a lot as a child and a teenager.
All right, when we come back, Jennifer's going to go through some more of the dream meanings, the dream dictionary, because there's a lot more, right?
Oh, tons.
Okay, yeah. So let's go through some of the bigger ones when we come back. And then Roberta has her story coming up in just a few minutes here on Good Day.
Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-581-9496. That's 1-800-581-9496.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
America's spoken, and the critics agree. The Voice is hands down the best.
I want you on my team.
And tonight, with Donathas Good, the gloves are coming off.
Did you push your button?
You damn right I did.
And last week, the premiere of Revolution left America breathless. Tonight, episode 2 is finally here.
What if we could get the power back on?
And the critics can't stop talking. Compelling, a powerhouse, a must watch.
Never let go.
A new Voice, followed by Revolution, tonight on NBC.
Check out GoodDayShow.com or DougStephan.com and answer today's poll if you feel like it. It's 21 past on Good Day.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia HelpYouSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
See it today and every day at DougStepan.com.
Good day, show. We are the Dream Police, Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich. Jennifer is telling you what your dreams mean to you. So if you had some freaky, crazy, wild dream that you have no idea why that thing popped into your head, Jennifer's going to tell you right now. So we already learned that... That falling
is impurity. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Falling means you're out of control. Okay.
Now, you said Janet, your wife, has a dream about forgetting to take care of someone. I have a dream about forgetting to go to a class or something like that. So forgetting, in general, to dream that you're forgetting things signifies life's anxieties. You're expressing an overwhelming amount of stress in your life. You feel the need to tend to everything and everyone's needs. Gosh, it's like a shrink. Alternatively, forgetting something may represent your subconscious desire to leave that something behind. On a more direct level, the dream could just be your subconscious telling you or reminding you of a forgotten appointment or date.
I'm thinking all of the above for my wife.
Now, flying, because men tend to dream about flying a lot. To dream that you're flying signifies a sense of freedom where you had initially felt restricted and limited. To dream that you are flying with black wings signifies bitter disappointment.
Really?
Black wings?
How do they know all this?
I don't know.
I know, right? Exactly. Who figures this all out? Yeah. Who writes this
down? If I just like to dream about black wings?
I mean, is this just some shrink making this up and now we all buy it? All right, so what else, though? Because it... I don't know. Some of it makes sense.
Some of it. Okay, so what else would you
like to know about? Yeah, the escape part. It definitely makes sense.
Should we look up sex, since men and women tend to dream about this a lot?
Absolutely.
All right, let's look up the good stuff. So we're going under S here. This is, by the way, if you want to look yours up, dreammoods.com is where I am right now.
Okay.
Okay, so sex. You going there right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, it's like a book. To dream about sex refers to the integration and merging of contrasting aspects of yourself. It represents psychological completion. You need to be more receptive and incorporate aspects of your dream sex partner into your own character. Consider the nature of what you're doing. Was it passionate? Was it slow? Was it wild? The sex act parallels aspects of yourself that you wish to express.
Hmm.
That's interesting. So it's what you're looking for in a partner.
Well, I thought it was just about... Boom, chicka, boom, boom.
Boom, right. Chicka, boom, boom. Now, to dream about boom, chicka, boom, boom with someone other than your spouse or your significant other, which
right,
I think probably happens a lot, George Clooney, suggests satisfaction with the physical side of your relationship. It could also be a harmless fantasy, and you may find that that these things make you less inhibited. Perhaps you need to bring some adventure into the relationship that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this dream dictionary that they have, an A to Z dream dictionary. This thing is, like, huge.
It's huge. It's huge. One of the things that kind of pointed, that jumped out to me is that there's Shakespeare as a category.
Shakespeare?
People dream about Shakespeare? My mother would, because she loves him.
Well, they like wearing the cod pieces, you know. That's
yeah, maybe. It suggests you're well-read and knowledgeable, and it says you probably are reading a Shakespeare novel if you're dreaming about him.
Shakespeare, that's hilarious. That's
shampoo's another one that made me laugh, too.
What?
Yeah, shampoo. To see or use shampoo in your dream indicates that you need to clear out your old attitudes and old ways of thinking.
I'm gonna wash that man right
exactly.
off my hair.
Oh, here's colors.
Ooh, I like colors. What is that all about?
Who dreams in color?
I think I do.
I know I dream in color, but some people don't, they say.
Beige represents the basics. No kidding.
Because it's beige.
Duh.
Yeah. Common dreams. So we did naked. We did chase. No, but here's tea. Because
the color burgundy symbolizes wealth, success, and prosperity.
Ooh,
I want that.
Yeah.
All right. So falling teeth. The typical dream scenarios include having your teeth crumble in your hands and fall out one by one with the light tap. That's mine. They grow crooked or start to rot. They're horrifying and shocking, and they leave you with the lasting image of the dream. So what does it mean? One theory is that it reflects your anxieties about your appearance. Oh, that's interesting. And how others perceive you. Your teeth help to convey an image of attractiveness and play an important role in the game of flirtation.
All right, so what's the website again?
DreamMoods.com.
All right, so everybody go to DreamMoods.com and then go to Facebook.com/Good Day Show and tell us what your dreams mean. It's 28 past on Good Day.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're sending free jars of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. You only pay shipping and handling. We only have a limited supply of free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-257-9302. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This free giveaway is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-257-9302. That's 1-800-257-9302. Call 1-800-257-9302.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The hour, Doug Steffen's good day. Without Doug, he's out chasing the cows around the pasture, having a little fun. So it's Jennifer, Rich, and now Roberta bringing you her interesting story of the day. Roberta?
Well, New York, you come to New York, what do most tourists go see? Well, you see the Empire State Building, the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And a lot of tourists, a lot of people always put on their list St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I walked by it last time I was there.
Yep, I mean, it's a beautiful cathedral, but right now...
It's under construction, right?
Yeah, if you walk past it, exactly. The whole thing is just covered in scaffolding.
Yeah.
Because it's part of a 2-year renovation of St. Patrick's Cathedral. They say it's been about 60 years since any significant work's been done on it. And the cost of this renovation, get this, $177 million.
Wow. And who pays for that again?
I suppose the Catholic Archdiocese is paying
for it. Okay, I would hope.
You know. But what I found really interesting is about the inside of the cathedral. You know, when you go in and you see these massive stone columns and these arches and these incredible stained glass windows, and all of this is going to be cleaned. All the windows are being taken out to clean. The thing about all that massive stone inside the cathedral, it's not real stone.
Really?
Anything above the 30-foot line is not stone. It's
really?
It's painted to look like stone. What it is, it's a precast concrete-type material.
Styrofoam.
It has plaster on it, and it's painted to it's all faux stone above 30
that's
feet on the inside.
Hysterical.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I found incredibly interesting. I said,
that
oh,
is hysterical.
Really?
See, now, the cathedral here in Washington, D.C., we know is real stone because when we had our 5.9 earthquake, two of the big pieces off of the top of the towers fell and just smashed to the ground, and they're having to spend $2 or $3 million, or no more than that, $20 million, to restore everything that was broken in the earthquake here.
Well, the outside of it is all stone.
Okay.
Certainly. But it's the inside. Anything above the 30-foot line is precast concrete. You know, like those statues that you get for your backyard.
It's
precast concrete with plaster over it. and then made painted to look like stone.
That is so,
so funny.
That I found that remarkable. I went, wow, okay.
That is hysterical.
Good and to know if you're in there, though, when something starts falling, you know you don't have to run.
Exactly. It's just a little bit of plaster going to hit you on the head. So they say it's scheduled for completion in about May of 2014. But it's really going to be beautiful, especially the outside, when you consider that New York City dust really isn't dust. It's very fine black soot. And if you leave your I live in Manhattan. If you leave your windows open, and I'm on the second floor, and get, you know, one of those fans that draw air in, you'll find that your dust is, if you wet it, it turns into this black smeary thing.
Really?
Because it's really not dirt dust. It's dust from cars. It's the stuff coming out of the tailpipes of cars. So they're cleaning it all because it has just been discolored, and they said it's going to be absolutely gleaming by the time they're finished with it.
To go along
for a few days.
To go along with your story, here in Washington, D.C., your tax dollars have gone over the last 3 or 4 years, $34 million. To overhaul the reflecting pool, which is in front of the Lincoln Memorial, in between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. And so it took them, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years. And one of the things that they wanted to do with it is, instead of it using the city water to refill it, they wanted it to circulate the water from the tidal basin, which is over near the Jefferson Memorial. So great. Okay, cool. We're not using, you know, city water. We're being more, you know, eco-friendly by using water that's already there and everything. So they finished this renovation 2 months ago, and they opened the reflecting pool, and within weeks, the whole thing is covered in algae.
Really?
And it's disgusting.
Really?
With mosquitoes and flies.
With algae?
Yep. And because they can't filter the water properly as it lays in the tidal basin. And it is, let me tell you something, the tourists who come here from Iowa and walk down to the Lincoln Memorial and then just get attacked by swarms of mosquitoes, it's a mess, man. And
the
Park Service is like, you know, we expected something like this to happen, and it's just going to take some tweaking on our end to get the filtration right, and it'll be, but let me, it looks like a swamp.
That's hilarious.
It is absolutely a mess. All right, so speaking of government and how they can take something and totally get into your face with it, I've got one that you will not believe coming up here on Good Day. It's 38 past the hour.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing 4 important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers 3 critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646 or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
America, I hope I have your attention, because the following message addresses an important topic that could make a tremendous impact on you and your household. If you, a family member, or a friend are active duty or off duty U.S. military seeking employment, then Eco2 Tech is looking for you. Eco2 Tech is a publicly traded company under ticker symbol RVPL, America's green company, enabling supply chains for energy-efficient solutions. With plans to expand new projects in over 30 countries, there is an increased demand for thousands of local and international jobs in various fields, with pay starting up to $80,000 a year, in addition to possible bonuses, 401k plans, plus full medical and employee benefits. Get more details online at greenjobsforveterans.com or call the Eco2 Tech job line at 888-600-6944. Again, that's 888-600-6944 for more details about Eco2 Tech. Thank you for listening, and God bless America.
Eco2 Tech, stock symbol RVPL, is an equal opportunity employer.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i, it's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Get the feeling somebody's watching you?
All the time. I can see you.
It's the Good Day Show. It's 42 past the hour. Doug is off and running with the cows, Jennifer, Rich, and Roberta. And I ran across this story the other day, and it just kind of, well, number one, I knew Doug would just bounce off the walls, and I'm going to have to give it to him tomorrow just to watch him bounce off the walls because it will be fun. You guys remember the government program after Homeland Security Department was initiated? See something, say something?
Yes.
Okay, so where if you see somebody videoing something kind of suspicious.
Yeah, anything suspicious.
Right, or people, I mean, they listed things, anything like wearing hoodies, driving fans, using a cell phone to record something as potential indications of terrorism. Okay, so you're supposed to call it in. Well, the Homeland Security Department has now taken this a step further, and the Delaware Information and Analysis Center now offers a mobile app to report suspicious activities in real time by attaching a photo and sending the location information. You can enter details about suspicious vehicles or people, and you can also make the report anonymous,
right?
Like they couldn't track you down if you sent something digitally. And you can, or you can include contact information if you want to be followed by law enforcement. So this has people absolutely freaking out because it's basically untrained citizens being the eyes and the ears of the, you know, and they're saying it's going to lead to an authoritarian society. So think about Hitler. And when the Germans basically enlisted everybody to be the eyes and ears of the Nazi Party, how uncomfortable, at what point do you get really uncomfortable with somebody, anybody, taking a picture, walking down the sidewalk, driving down the road, or walking past your house, and then uploading it to the government and saying...
Can they do that anyway, though?
I'm not sure. Well, can they? Yes, they can. But this makes it so much easier. If you have to take the extra couple steps, I mean, if you're really suspicious, if you really, really think that something is going on, aren't you really going to, you know, make an effort to call the police and say, man, this bugs me?
Right.
As opposed to, let me just send this in just to see.
You know, I don't know that I care, actually.
Really?
I mean, because, here's the thing. I don't do a whole lot that's against the law, at least that I know of.
Yeah.
So it's like if somebody wants to take a picture of me in a hoodie, which I do sometimes wear, by the way, look, you know, is that going to impact me in any way? What if they did find someone who was up to no good?
You know,
and then
I'm with you, and I don't break the laws.
Kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't break
the laws.
Kind
of generic.
I'm pretty innocent when it comes to it, but I just still don't trust the government giving citizens all of these tools for us to go ahead and rat on each other just in case you have kind of a whim. And, hey, listen, when I'm walking through the airport, I'm pretty alert and I'm paying attention. And if I saw something that I really thought was suspect, I would turn it in. But a few years ago, I saw five imams sitting in the gate where I was getting ready to leave for a flight to Los Angeles praying. And when they were praying, they were kind of, you know, moving back and forth and everything. And it freaked me out a little bit.
Were they
but you know what?
They were Jews? Because they do rock back and forth when they pray sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. But
do they have like
they weren't
headgear
Jews.
On? Or,
yes,
you know,
they were not Hasidic Jews, no.
Okay.
But, you know, had I turned them in, would I have been turning in somebody that was totally innocently just sitting there praying because they're getting ready to get on something that flies in the air at 30,000 feet for 500 miles an hour? You know, hey, listen, I say a little prayer when I'm getting ready to take off. I may not have been as obvious about it, but, you know, what could I have caused? I don't know. It freaks me out.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't think it hurts to say something, and I know that Doug would vehemently disagree with me. I don't, you know, because you just don't know what is going on out there, and if people don't, I think we don't keep our eyes open very much, even with all the people telling us to keep our eyes open. I think a lot of people just stay focused, go about their business, and don't look for any trouble. And you know, there's a lot of people that could be stopped if people were more aware of what was going on around them.
What would you consider suspicious?
Well, like my mom, for instance, just had all of her jewelry stolen.
Oh,
if
did she?
One of, yeah.
From where?
If one of her house. She was burglarized.
Ransacked her house.
They ransacked everything. And if someone in her neighborhood had been paying attention to someone strange walking around her house, maybe that wouldn't have happened. You know, if someone's walking around my backyard, I guarantee you my neighbors wouldn't say anything to me.
You know, and that's
really
a differentiation I hadn't really made yet is community watchdog.
It's like neighborhood watch. Yeah,
versus 9/11, Homeland Security. I see a Spanish kid who, I don't know, could be Middle Eastern or a guy with a good tan with a hoodie on walking through Washington, D.C. at night, and I think he's casing the joint.
Now, would you say anything, though? I think with this app, you can do this, what you feel like would be a more safe way instead of going to confront somebody. Because, like I said, my neighbors wouldn't confront someone walking through my yard. I wouldn't confront anybody walking through their yard either, to be fair. But what I might do is I might pick up my cell phone and say, hey, guys, this dude is walking through somebody's yard. It makes me feel even safer than calling the police.
But then we need 10,000 more police to follow up every single one of these frivolous leads.
I don't know.
And then,
I don't know. But
and then are you ready to
about.
Pay more in taxes to have 10,000 more police following up?
I'm ready for my tax dollars to actually go towards the police and the fire instead of towards just more junk and, you know, road signs and whatever else they do. I mean, our taxes right now, that's the first thing that the government, this is a whole other two, but the first thing the government holds hostage are fire and police. And I think it's
absolutely
ridiculous. They start cutting people's hours.
Education,
they start
we're
shutting
starve
down.
Your children. We're going to
because they want more money. And
cut
I'm
off your
sick
safety
of that.
By having police and firemen. Right. All
yeah,
right,
if
so
they actually
morning,
use the taxes for that.
Tomorrow morning, I'm absolutely going to hand this right to Doug, and I know it will just launch him into the stratosphere. So you'll want to check it out probably a little bit earlier in the morning. Go to Good Day Show. You can check out the podcast if you don't hear him, but this one will be fun. I just know that sometimes I hand him a story, and he just goes, and this one will be one of those. So check it out on GoodDayShow.com, DougStephan.com. It's 50 past the hour on Good Day.
Show your college spirit by posting a fan photo at America's Best Value Wins Game Day Giveaway Facebook page. Enter for a chance to win an easy grill package, fan gear from Prep Sportswear, free stays at America's Best Value Inn, or a grand prize LG large screen TV. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered wherever your favorite team is playing. To enter, visit our Facebook fan page or americasbestvalueinn.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system, only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
You bought a brand new iPhone 5 at some point over the last 3 days? You're certainly not alone. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Yes, the iPhone 5 went on sale last Friday morning, and yes, there were long lines waiting for the doors to open at stores across the country. More than a few customers had camped out for days.
For me, sitting out here all night's not a big deal because I'm an insomniac anyway. I'm not employed right now. I don't really have anything better to do, and it's just fun for me to hang out here and sit with my buddy all night.
Hey, you can't sleep, you're unemployed, money is tight. Why not spend a few hundred on a new iPhone, right? Preliminary sales figures are expected today, but analysts are estimating that Apple sold between 6 million and 10 million of the iPhone 5s from Friday through Sunday. We'll have more about the iPhone 5 in a bit. As we segue to another topic first, wouldn't it be something if the very first call you received on your new iPhone 5 was one of these? Let me pick this up. Hello?
Yes, can I have a David Weiss, please?
Yeah, that's me, but it's Weiss, not Weiss.
Yes, Mr. Weiss. This is National Opinion Research Survey, and we have a few questions we'd like to ask you about. Where you shop, where you drive, where you eat.
Telemarketer, lovely. And like so many of you, I'm on the Do Not Call registry list, but I get these calls anyway. New York Senator Charles Schumer says he understands our plight.
When we have the chance to sit down at the end of the day and eat together or just have a conversation and that phone keeps ringing with unsolicited calls, nothing is more annoying.
And so, Senator Schumer is introducing legislation to toughen the penalties for telemarketers who violate the Do Not Call list. His bill would increase the fine up to $20,000 per violation and even make it a felony with jail time for repeat offenders. Hopefully this will have an impact.
That will stop these, and we can go back to the nice halcyon days when you could sit down at dinner and not have these calls interrupt you time after time after time after time.
Exactly.
After time after
thank
time.
Thank you, Senator. Senator, we get your point. Now, if we could only convince politicians to stop the robocalls, we'd be all set. Here's something else that will matter to you.
The chilly weather's just around the corner, folks, and a lot of people will be adjusting their thermostat down to save money. Quicken Loans has an adjustable rate mortgage that saves money, too. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans, and I'd like to tell you about our amazing 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The initial rate on this great program is just 2.625%, APR 2.94%. Do you want to reduce the cost of your mortgage? Do you plan on moving or refinancing in the next 5 to 7 years? Do you want the lowest rate available? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, Loans, our Quicken Loans 7-1 arm could save you stacks of cash. Again, the super low initial rate is 2.625%, APR 2.94%, and it's locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Why pay a boatload more interest on a 30-year fix to borrow the same amount of money for the next 7 years? With a 7-1 arm, you don't have to. Call 800-QUICKEN right now. That's 800-QUICKEN, or go to quickenloans.com.
Adjustable rates subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street following a mixed day last Friday. The Dow fell 17 points, closing the week at 13,579. S&P down a fraction of a point. NASDAQ up 4. Oil prices were up 47 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.89. On the campaign trail, Mitt Romney with a promise to campaign more aggressively in the final weeks of the presidential race. The Republican nominee telling reporters yesterday that President Obama's campaign always mischaracterizes his position on issues such as taxes and abortion. Romney saying he's looking forward to the first presidential debate set for October 3rd. Business at the box office this past weekend.
13, Roger.
What are we looking for again?
Dope money and guns.
That's the police drama End of Watch, which tied with the horror thriller House at the End of the Street, $13 million each, tops at the box office this weekend. Closing notes, first, the 64th annual Primetime Emmys last night. Showtime's Homeland beat out Mad Men, among others, to capture Best Drama Series. ABC's Modern Family, once again, Best Comedy Series. The HBO movie Game Change won several Emmys, including one for Julianne Moore and her performance as Sarah Palin.
I feel so validated because Sarah Palin gave me a big thumbs down.
Good line. And finally, back to the iPhone 5, which went on sale in stores last Friday morning, as we mentioned. Customers from coast to coast waiting online, even camping out for days to be among the first to buy it. Here's one shopper in Annapolis, Maryland, talking about how she killed time waiting for the store's doors to open.
I had my chair, books, my good iPad, watch some movies, stream some video. Good to go.
Very well done. Glad you had fun. Like the way you talk. Then this Apple consumer has some thoughts about Apple, the company.
As far as I'm concerned, Apple represents the pinnacle of,
We'll get back to you. Get some sleep. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.